him from the way he behaved. Well, I thought he was quite nice, really.
Oh, yes?
You know, he's very famous in the fashion world, rich and successful, but tonight he seemed friendly. And he's got a really nice smile.
That's your considered opinion, is it?
Hmm?
He's got lovely dimples. Now, can we please talk about something else?
Sorry.
Dickens not back yet, by the look of it?
No, perhaps he's working late. Or he could have gone round to see Debbie, I suppose.
I suppose so.
Rob, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be inquisitive.
It's all right, Sophie. Forget it. It's just that Mr. Rocky Rowlands isn't my favourite sort of person.
Hmm?
He came to the restaurant tonight with just one thought in his mind. He had a date. His date let him down at the last minute. He remembered where I worked and he came to pick me up instead. Only I didn't want to know.
Yeah, well, you made that fairly obvious. I felt quite sorry for him.
Don't waste your sympathy, love. He'll have dozens more names and addresses in his book. I know what the sort of bloke he is.
Do you?
What do you think I am? Some sort of country bumpkin? I have been on the scene for a while, you know. I mean, I haven't just fallen off a Christmas tree.
Actually, I didn't know. I mean, from what you said, I wasn't quite sure how...
How involved I was on the gay scene. Well, let's just say I've met characters like Rocky Rowlands before, and I'm not impressed.
Oh, well. It was just that tonight he seemed so, sort of...
Friendly?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, sure, that's one of his trump cards. Boyish, charming Rocky Rowlands, unspoilt by his success. Honestly, it makes me want to throw up. People like Rocky use people like me.
What do you mean?
And I'm never going to get caught up like that again.
Again?
Well, I've been through it. When I first came up to London, I thought, fantastic, the world's full of beautiful people, and for a...
Hello, the Wanderer returns.
Hello, Dickon.
Hi, Dickon.
I've been out in the story all the evening. Opening of a new art centre. Civic reception, champagne, buffets, a lot. Matter of fact, I think I'm very slightly sloshed. What's the matter with you two?
Nothing's the matter. We only got in a few minutes ago ourselves.
Oh, I thought you looked a bit solemn. Something happened.
We were just talking, that's all.
Oh, well, don't let me interrupt you.
No, it wasn't anything important.
Yeah, I think I'll go and have a bath.
Oh, maybe it'll clear my head a bit. Then, I wouldn't mind a large cup of coffee if you're thinking of making some.
Okay, will do.
Good lad. Shan't be long.
You don't think he heard any of that, do you?
No, of course he didn't. Well, go on, tell me more.
You really want to know?
Hmm.
All right, then.
Said I'd make him a hot drink.
I thought he'd gone to bed ages ago. Arthur never stays up this late.
And apparently he started to watch something on television. Dozed off in his chair. It wasn't until I went into the sitting room that he woke up and found himself sitting in front of the late-night weather report.
Oh, dear. Now I said he'll be feeling aggrieved.
Oh, I expect so. He asked for a cup of cocoa. I said I'd take it off to his room. I'll probably get a little lecture about leaving him alone all the evening.
Well, it's not your fault if he nods off in front of the box.
No, but he's got to blame somebody. He's hardly going to write to the BBC.
I wouldn't put it past him. Oh, there you are, Arthur.
Elizabeth. I just thought I'd look in and say good night. I'm on my way up to bed.
Yes, Peter said. He's just made you some cocoa.
Oh, thank you so much, Peter. I'll take it with me, shall I?
Oh, I was going to bring it up to you, Father.
Oh, no, no, good heavens, no. I'm quite capable of carrying a cup and saucer without spilling it, my dear boy. I wouldn't dream of putting you to any extra trouble on my behalf.
You wouldn't?
Certainly not. I expect Peter told you that I fell asleep while I was watching that program.
Yes, he did say something about it.
Very stupid of me. Of course, I blame you for it entirely.
Ah, I knew it.
You've both made me so very comfortable here. Settle me in the lap of luxury. It's small wonder if I drift off into slumber sometimes. You spoil me. You really do.
Well, as long as you're happy, Arthur.
My dear, I've never been happier. And I want you both to know how grateful I am to you for taking an old man into your home and putting up with him. I really appreciate it. More than I can say. Ah. Well, I wish you both a good night.
Good night, Father. Sleep well.
Oh, I'm sure I shall. I generally do nowadays. Good night.
Good night.
The little lecture you mentioned.
I don't believe it. I simply don't believe it. I've never known him like this. It's all very sinister.
Do you mean he's suffering from some sort of brainstorm?
Well, that's what I thought at first. And I believe it's much worse than that. He's up to his tricks again, Liz.
Oh, don't be so silly.
I'm telling you, I know that look in his eye. He's hatching some sort of plot.
And now you're letting your imagination run away with you.
All right. If you don't believe me, just you wait and see. I tell you, he's up to something.
And for a while, I really lived it up. I jumped in with both feet. Clubs, bars, parties every night. Oh, I thought I knew it all. That was before I met Marcus.
Marcus?
He was on the same circuit, and we started going round together, and then I made a big mistake.
What was that?
I fell for him. Hook, line, and sinker. I've never really been in love before, that, you see. I was just playing at it. But when Marcus came along, it was the real thing. For me, I mean.
But not for him.
I thought it was at first. But it didn't last long. He was older than me. He worked in the theatre. He was a designer. Mm. Not all that different from Rocky Rowlands in some ways, I suppose. And like Rocky, he knew everybody. He was into the social whirl. That's what broke us up in the end. He got bored of me. And I got jealous. Then I discovered he was two-timing me. I thought it was the end of everything. Even threatened to kill myself at one point. I mean, how daft can you get?
Oh, Rob, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It was a lesson I had to learn sooner or later. I know better now. I'll never make that mistake again.
Stop falling in love?
Getting involved with the Marcuses of this world. Or the Rockies. Since then, I've dropped out of the scene. Kept right away from the whole lot of them. And thank goodness, Pryor's doesn't give me much time to sit around feeling sorry for myself.
Oh, but you'll find someone else. I mean, one of these days.
Yeah, that's what I've been hoping. But I don't know. All I know is that if ever it happens again, it'd have to be somebody very different from Mr. Rocky Rowlands. Somebody honest, straightforward, uncomplicated.
Oh, that feels a lot better.
Yeah.
Oh, still at it, you two?
Sorry, Dickon. Yes, I'm afraid we were.
Oh, what about that coffee?
Oh, sorry, I forgot all about that. Hang on, I'll do it now.
No. I'll make it. Do you want a cup, Sophie?
Oh, yes, fine, thanks.
Okay.
It must be very dim. I never realized.
Realized what?
Happy birthday, dear Daddy. Happy birthday to you.
So thank you very much.
Mum's making you a special birthday breakfast.
Oh.
She said she doesn't know what time you'll be home this evening.
Oh, yes, well, that's true. You know what Thursdays are like when I have to go to the printers.
I thought of putting candles on the marge, but I decided against it.
Just as well. You'll be hard put to it to make room for 50 candles.
50? Gosh, you must feel terribly old.
Ah, watch it. Don't remind me. Say, look at all these cards and parcels.
Everybody sent you parcels. The one in the red paper's mine.
Ah, well, then I shall definitely open that fast.
No, you've got to see the cards first. That's the rule.
Let the poor man celebrate his birthday how he likes to.
No, she's absolutely right. Cards first. Cards first. Now, this one's postmarked Chichester.
Oh, that'll be Aunt Dorothy. She's very good at remembering birthdays.
Yes. Yeah. So it is, bless her heart. Yes. Oh, one from Bath as well. How did Nicola know it was my birthday today?
Oh, it's not a card at all. It's a letter. What a swiz.
What does she want?
It's a formal acknowledgement on behalf of her company. They're very pleased to know that I've accepted their offer. Provisional starting date Monday, March the 31st.
Exactly 2 months from today. Mm.
What's that for? Is it about your new book?
No, not really.
I thought Nicola was the lady you went to see about your writing.
Yes, that's true, but, she's added a postscript. She'd like us to go down to Bath again as soon as it's convenient to arrange all the details.
Oh, we'd have to anyway. There are 1,001 things to be done. Finding somewhere to live.
The question of schools, apart from anything else.
Schools? What are you talking about?
You thought you were going to give me some surprises today, did you, Sue? But as it happens, Mummy and I have got a surprise for you as well.
It's something really rather special.
Mm.
Daddy's had some good news.
What sort of news?
Well, when we went to Bath, Nicola offered me a job. I'm going to be the editor of a monthly magazine. We're all going to move down there to live.
It's the most beautiful place, Sue. A really gorgeous city. Right in the heart of lovely countryside. You've always wanted to live in the country, haven't you?
But what about the Herald?
Oh, well, I've given him my notice. I'll be finished with the Herald by the end of March.
And the house? What will happen to the house?
Oh, we'll sell it to somebody else. And we'll find a new house for us, just the three of us. And a new school for you?
I've had an idea. Mike, when we go to Bath next time, we could take Sue with us, couldn't we?
Oh, of course we could. How about that, eh? Do you want to go house hunting?
When we go to Bath? It sounds silly. Going to Bath. A very Streety sort of name for a place, isn't it?
Darling, you'll love it when you get there. I know you will.
How do you know? I like living here.
All right, I heard you the first time. Good morning. Mr. Tyson?
Yes?
My name's Waller.
Oh, yes.
I'm from Cuthbertson and Price.
Oh, really?
I hope I'm not too early.
Early?
What? Our appointment. Mr. Cuthbertson said you'd want to be on Thursday morning, but he didn't give me a time.
Look, what's all this about?
I'm sorry, I thought they'd put you in the picture. I'm here to measure you up.
Measure me up?
Yes. I've got to take all the dimensions, you see.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Waller. I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about. Are you sure you've come to the right house?
Oh, yes. You are Mr. Tyson.
Yes, yes. Look, I suppose this must be something my wife has organized. You'd better come inside.
Thank you.
Now, I take it you're here to sell us something.
I wouldn't put it like that exactly. I understood you'd already been to the office and met our Mr. Cuthbertson. He told me you stated your requirements, so we need now your measurements, and then we can give you an estimate.
Look, I've never heard of your Mr. Cuthbertson measurements. Are you a tailor or something?
Hardly, Mr. Tyson. Cuthbertson and Price, builders and architects, my card. We specialize in house conversions.
Look, there's been some mistake, Mr. Waller. I don't want this house converted. I'm perfectly happy with it as it is.
Yes, but the new extension to go at the back above the kitchen, the new bedroom with private bath and toilet facilities.
A new bedroom? I never asked for any. Oh, no. I'm just beginning to understand.
I knew I hadn't got it wrong. I have all the details here. Minden Road, proposed extension, as requested by Mr. Arthur Tyson. That is you, isn't it?
Morning, Liz.
Hello, Dickon. Sorry, I can't stop and talk now. I just got to finish concocting these notes.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Eh?
I've been sent to tell you. You're wanted. Orders from the chief.
What do you mean?
Mike wants to see you in his office right away.
Mike does, but it's Thursday. He should be on his way to the printers by now.
He's got his coat on, but he wants to see you first.
Oh, no. Is it really urgent?
From the look of him, I'd say it was pretty important.
Oh.
You know what he's been like lately? Cheerful, smiling, sort of more relaxed.
Yes.
Well, he's not smiling now.
Yes. Oh, come in, Liz.
All right.
Shut the door, will you?
Dickon said you wanted to see me.
Yes. I hope this won't take too long. Can't keep the printers waiting. But I've had a phone call from Milton. I thought you ought to know.
Milton? What about?
Your article on Monica Ridley. Lady Thackeray's been on to him. He's on the warpath.
Thank you.